Kyoto News English World。
はい、皆さんこんにちは。こちらは共同通信英文記者のポッドキャストです。英文記者は国内外で起きている出来事について取材して、オリジナルの英文記事を発信したり、日本語のニュースを英語に翻訳したりしています。共同通信の英語の記事をテーマに、いろんな国から集まる仲間たちと英語と日本語を交えて、楽しくディスカッションしていけたらと思っています。今日は記者2人でお届けします。私は山口祐樹と申します。最近まで、日本語の部署にいて、英文の部署に移動してきました。よろしくお願いいたします。
Hi there,、my name is Peter Master. I've been a staff writer at Kyoto News for about 2 years now.
はい、ありがとうございます。今日 のテーマとなる記事なんですけれども、ピーターさん、何というタイトルの記事でしょうか。
The article is called Japan Maglev Train Project Being Derailed by Shizuoka Stalemate。
はい、リニア中央新幹線の、プロジェクトが静岡県をめぐる問題で遅れているという記事ですね。まずちょっと記事を見ていきたいと思います。ピーターさん、冒頭ちょっと読んでいただいてもよろしいですか。
Sure。The start date of the new high-speed maglev train that will run from Tokyo to Nagoya has become increasingly uncertain as long-running environmental disputes with the Shizuoka prefectural government leave the project at a stalemate. Central Japan Railway Co.'s Linear Chuo Shinkansen project is planned to link Tokyo and Osaka with trains traveling up to 500 kilometers per hour. But a small area on the section between the capital and Nagoya has proved a stumbling block for the major project, due mostly to opposition by Shizuoka Governor Heita Kawakatsu。
はい、ありがとうございます。リニア中央新幹線の問題が、静岡工区の、着工の目処が立っていないということで、なかなか完成 の見通しが立っていないということですけれども、そもそもなんですけど、ピーターさん、これリニア中央新幹線っていうのは どういう乗り物といいますか、何でしょうか。
Well, in English, you call it, and I think you might say it in Japanese as well, it's called a maglev train, right? Which is a super fast train, which it effectively floats on the track as it moves, right? So it's about 10 centimeters above the track, and it moves at super high speeds. There are other maglev trains that have been in service in the world, right? Have you ever ridden a maglev train knowingly?
そうですね。私、上海に一回行った時に、そこに、リニアがあって、乗りました。結構、すごい、本当に高速ですよね。浮いてるような感じがして。
It's really fast, yeah. Although, I've been on that train, and there's a moment when it sort of bumps. Do you remember this? It kind of goes, boom, at one point, and I remember thinking, this is the end.
あったかもしれない。
So, I think that's the most famousexample of a high-speed maglev train, but there are other normal maglev services that have been in operation, although many of them have since gone out of service. In the case of the Japan maglev project that has become the Linear Chuo Shinkansen, the project has existed in some form since 1973.That was when the plan started for it. So it's quite a long-running project. And only more recently, so in May 2011, did the government give the go-ahead to the operator, which is the Central Japan Railway Company, or JR Central, to go ahead with the plan. And they were originally going to deliver that. Well, they're going to deliver the part that goes from Tokyo to Nagoya by 2027. It's the original plan.
So...2027年というと、もう2024年ですから、もう3年後ということになりますよね。
It's quite soon, isn't it? So right now, it takes about 90 minutes to go to Nagoya, right? But once the Linear Chuo Shinkansen is in, you'll be able to get there in about 40 minutes.
40分は早いですね。
But you used to work in Nagoya, right?
私も名古屋にいたので、やっぱりそのリニアの新幹線の問題っていうのはすごく大きな関心事でしたね。特に自治体の中でやっぱりその愛知県もあれば、静岡県もあれば、山梨県とか長野県とか、いろんなその自治体がかかってくるので、それぞれのやっぱりなんか利害があるんですよね。
So in Nagoya's case, was it something that was quite openly supported from the start, do you think?
あと私専門家ではないのであれですけれども、名古屋愛知県のスタンスとしては、やっぱりそこは早く通ってほしいということは言ってたと思いますね。でも今回静岡 の川勝知事が反対していることでプロジェクトが滞っているということなんですけど、そもそも なんでなんですか？なんで川勝知事は反対してるんですか？
Well, the interesting thing about that is that so the Shizuoka part, yeah, is the part which is holding up the line. But it only accounts for a very small part of the line, right? It only accounts for 8.9 kilometers of the tunnels that are going to be excavated for this project. But the original point of opposition that the governor had was that construction of the tunnels would lead to something which is called the water problem with the Oi River. And there were concerns that the tunnel construction could affect the overall volume of water inside that river. So that's been a long-standing point of contention in the project. But a solution was found recently where JR Central, the operator, the big train company behind this project, is going to work with the Tashiro Dam to ensure that the dam, for fixed periods, controls the amount of water that it holds to ensure that a normal flow of water out of the prefecture can be secured, thereby solving that problem. So that problem is resolved. But there's now a new... blockage in the project, which is that in December, the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, Transport and Tourism released a new report which said that there will be damage to the ecology of mountain ranges in what is known as the Minami Alps, or Southern Alps, if you don't speak Japanese, which is an area of Japan that runs from central Nagano Prefecture down through Yamanashi and Shizuoka Prefectures. And so Governor Kawakatsu, who has... rescinded his opposition to the water issue, is now mounting a new opposition to the plan over this threat to ecology. And he says that that means that there are clear issues which are not yet resolved.
なるほどですね。そうすると、ますますちょっといつ、完成するのかがわからない状況ということなんですかね。
Well, in December, again, in December, the JR Central put forward a submission to the government to recognize now that the plan will not go ahead until 2027 or later, Tokyo to Nagoya part of the line. That has now been accepted, and they have cited the Shizuoka governor's opposition as a main reason for that not happening. It should be noted that the linear Chuo Shinkansen is not going to, although it passes through Shizuoka Prefecture, it's not going to stop there, right?
そうですね。Shizuoka 県には、リニア中央新幹線の駅はできない予定となってますよね。そういうところも影響しているんでしょうかね、その知事の考え方に。
It's possible, isn't it? That kind of thing is said, although I couldn't possibly confirm either way on that.
今の新幹線で行くとやっぱり静岡の区間が結構長いですよね。その特急とかその普通とかその止まらない駅も、あるとは思うんですけども、結構その新幹線の駅っていうのは静岡県に多くあるので、そこがリニアの完成することで、またちょっと状況が変わってくるかもしれないですね。
So the government in October put forward an estimate saying that if the linear Chuo Shinkansen goes ahead, then about 1.5 times more regular Shinkansen services that stop more frequently, including in Shizuoka prefectures, could pass through the area. And that would meanMore services in Shizuoka Prefecture, and therefore some kind of benefit. But Governor Kawakatsu has said that those calculations are of the level that a grade schooler could do, and he's rejected that too.
なるほどですね。難しい問題ですよね。なんかそこはその自然への影響ということで言うと、やっぱりまだ日本ではそのやったことのない工事になるので、どれぐらい影響があるかっていうのは、その誰にも実際にやってみないとわからないところはあると思いますし、一方ででも JR 東海が言うように、今の新幹線とまた違うルートで、大都市を結ぶことで、大規模な災害が起きた時のその代替ルートになるっていう考え方もあると思います。
So a lot of the reasoning that has been given for why this line should go ahead is concern about a future Nankai Trough earthquake.Which the government says has an 80 to 90% chance of being magnitude 8 to 9, and in a worst case scenario, could produce tsunami waves of over 30 meters and kill up to 323,000 people. And it's believed that that could happen within the next three decades.
なるほど ですね。まあ、その防災の観点からも、まあ、注目されているリニアですけれども、まあ、見通しがなかなか立ってないということで、まあ、記事を書かれたピーターさん、これ書かれて、どう思われました？
I can certainly understand the opposition that somebody would have towards the effects of the environment. I can understand Governor Kawakatsu's opposition from an environmental perspective, but I do also see that with the current Shinkansen infrastructure getting older, concerns over some kind of a massive disaster. I mean, we've recently seen the Noto Peninsula earthquake as well. It is important to have up-to-date infrastructure, and I'm sure that it will be of use to tourism as well in this country, because train passenger numbers are back and getting higher and higher all the time now because of the return of inbound tourism. So I can certainly see the merits of the project, although burrowing through all of those tunnels to build it doesn't sound great for the environment to me. So I can see both sides.
そうですね。
What do you think?
まあ、なんかその個人的にはその、まあ、やっぱりその生態系の影響はやっぱり あるんだろうなということと、まあ、何かがあればまあ取り返しのつかないことが起きる可能性はやっぱりあるんだなと思います。まあ、一方でその、まあ、名古屋と東京とかその大阪、東京っていうのがまあ、40分だったりその1時間でつながるようになれば通勤圏内になりますよね。なんか例えばその大阪に住んでて、東京に毎朝通勤してくるとかもうやろうと思えばできることになるので、また違う経済圏が生まれてくるんじゃないかなと思います。そういうところは、まあ、どういうような、まあ、社会のあり方もちょっと変えたりすると思うので、まあ、見てみたいなというような気もしますけどね。
I suppose if Saitama City is the bedroom town of the present, then you could have Osaka or Nagoya being the bedroom town of the future. Is that the kind of thing?
そうですね。いや、本当にそうですよね。なんかね、新幹線で今、例えばその軽井沢から通勤してきたり、東京に通勤してきたりとかっていう人もいますから、まあ、リニアができると、その大阪だけでなく、その近隣の、例えば、その香川県から通勤してくるとかっていうことも可能になるかもしれませんし、まあ、いろんな使い方がやっぱりあるでしょうね。
And I suppose from that point of view, if it's not stopping in Shizuoka, then you're probably feeling like you're being left behind out of this incredible opportunity to be part of the modern commuter belt.
そうですね。まあ、でもこればかりは、まあ、利害関係者がいっぱいいることなので、まあ、最終的にはどうなるかは分かりませんが、全員が納得できるような方法で解決できるのが一番、ベストだなと思います。はい、そろそろ時間になってきてしまったんですけれども、共同通信では、共同ニュースプラスというサイトで日本や世界で起きた出来事について英語のニュースを発信しています。今日ご紹介した記事も掲載されていますので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。それでは皆さん、 See you next time!